Protests against police brutality all across the country have caused many Americans to look inward and continue their education about systemic racism in America. Many are doing so through books, and where better to get those books than from Black-owned bookstores? We wanted to talk to a much-loved Ypsilanti storefront, Blackstone Bookstore and Cultural Center. And this is what we mean by cultural center. It's the kind of place where you might stop in to pick up a well-known title by James Baldwin or seek out a rare out-of-print text from a well-regarded academic. In less physically distant times, you might also stop by for Story Hour from the city's Black Men Read series, in which guys sit down to tell stories to children featuring characters they can relate to. Husband and wife Kip and Athena Johnson are part of the ownership team for Blackstone. We called them up to get recommendations and hear their story. We'll hear from Kip first. Kip Johnson, welcome to Stateside.
Hey, glad to be here.
So Blackstone is not just a place to buy books, but as the name suggests, it's also a cultural center. Could you tell us a little bit about what that means?
You know, Blackstone's, you know, when we all start, well, let me tell you my love for bookstores in general. I used to love going down to the Shrine of the Black Madonna, right?
Mm-hmm.
Down in the city, it was a bookstore. And it was just, it was much more than the bookstore. It was just the ambiance of the place. It was an experience that I received every time we went down there. And it was just a great feel of culture and a place where I felt like I belonged. And I just said, man, it would so be wonderful if I can open up a spot down in Washtenaw County, we can have the same thing. It's always been my dream to open one up, and God willing, you know, since 2013, my partner Carlos and my beautiful wife and his wife Andrea, we made that happen.
Do you mind telling us the story of how you got the place opened?
yeah. Well, actually, I'm a Ford. I work for Ford Motor Company. I started with Ford in 06. And I went through got laid off for 2 years. So, you know, down in the streets of Detroit, I was interested in, you know, I was a peddler. I used to sell incense oils and whatnot here and there. And I used to sell books all over the place. And so I remember buying a box of books. I bought a whole bunch of books wholesale. And I was on 7 Mile, and those books just went in a matter of hours. And I said, wow, I like this. I said, people buying books, they was buying books more than they were buying incense. And so I said, man, you know, it'd be wonderful if I can get this started, man, somewhere in the Washtenaw County area. So that box of books became 2 boxes of books, and 2 boxes of books became 4 boxes of books. And next thing you know, the dream came. But as far as, like, you know, as Blackstones in general, my wife was, she used to go back and forth to this party store, gas station in Ypsilanti. And that's where she met this brother named Carlos Franklin. And she was explaining to him that I was interested in opening up a bookstore myself. You know, that my husband's trying to open up a bookstore. My wife can tell you, so she's right here.
So I'm always driving everywhere. I'm a musician, so I'm always driving everywhere. And so I'm here in Washtenaw County. And so when I went to this gas station and I saw Carlos running, there were books at the gas station, which that was a first for me at the time. I'm like, huh, okay. And I saw the type of books that he was selling. They were more like urban love novels and what have you. And so I chatted with him for a minute. I said, you know what? You need to meet my husband. I said, because you're already running a business and he's trying to start one, and you guys are both, you know, doing the book thing. So let's set up a meeting to see maybe if we can make this
collab,
come and collab
collaboration.
Just to see.
Yeah. Since then, we've been rocking ever since.
Right. You know, given that the place has become a spot that people know in Ypsilanti, what has business been like for you since the pandemic struck?
Before it started, we were thriving at a point. People were coming by and, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. People want to know. People are really hungry for information. So where do people go? They either go to the internet or they look for a book. Look for information. So, and that's the whole thing about Blackstones. We're a source of, we're a hub for information. Because it's a lot of your activists, the first place they come, they'll come to the bookstore and they give us an update on what's going on. It's kind of like, you know, putting your ears to the ground and getting an understanding of what's going on in the neighborhood. But before I should say, this pandemic hit, we were thriving. But in which Carlos ended up setting up our first website, Blackstone Bookstore website. And from that website, I mean, business has been booming. I could choose that business has truly been booming. So, you know, I once heard a man said, it's not about the storm, it's about how you set your sail. And I could truly say that website was our sail. And we've just been floating away. And we really appreciate the community. And it's actually been beautiful. It's kind of like actually bittersweet because of the situations we've been dealing with in this country. But, you know, yeah, we're thriving.
What kinds of titles are people asking for right now?
Books like New Jim Crow by Michelle Alexander. What's
The Water Dancer.
Yeah, The Water Dancer.
By T.E.C. Coates. White Fragility. So you want to know about race?
You want to know about race, that's the hot one right now. Right. And it's really hard to find. Well, actually, it's not hard to find. It's just right really in backward. White Fragility by Robin DiAngelo. And
How to be Anti-Racist
with Abram X. Kendi. And Me and White Supremacy. So those books right there, those are the top 10 books that's really bumping right now. So
as well as our children's section.
Yeah, and our children's sections.
A lot of times when people go to a bookseller, they're looking obviously for a good read or, you know, good information. But they're also looking to connect. What do you feel like Blackstone has to offer? You know, there's so many options. And, you know, a lot of people, they'll just jump online and they'll look for where a title can be found, you know, least expensive. And a lot of times that leads them to Amazon or, you know, some other mass market bookseller. What do you feel like Blackstone has to offer that other booksellers can't really match?
Wow. Blackstone's, I will tell you, we're personable. And the first thing I wanted to do when we, Carlos and I, and my wife and Andrea, we wanted to be real personal with our customer base. One thing about in any business that you go into is about relationships. A lot of bookstores and a lot of businesses, it's hard to set that foundation, is building relationships. See, you can come in and you can spend a dollar here and there, but to build a relationship, that's forever. That's forever. I want to know how your family doing. How are you doing? How your children doing? How work going? And it's like a lot of different places, such as Barnes and Nobles or, you know, different places, you know, a lot of your top places or even Amazon. They really don't get too personal. I mean, you can't get personal on Amazon, can you?
Yeah. I mean,
you know, so Blackstone's, you know, when you come to the store or brick and mortar, our little 900 square foot brick edifice that we have downtown 214 West Michigan Ave, I guarantee you when you come out, you'll have an experience that you'll never forget.
Just piggybacking on what Kip said, I just co-sign on that. And me just being a people person myself, you know, I'm just like, what do you need? You know, and we specialize, we try our best to do like the hard to find reads, the reads that are out of print. That's what that's another extra step that we take. Kip is really good at finding that. Like I said, Kip and Carlos, they all have their own, you know, unique strengths. And one of Kip's tends to be that, you know.
Oh, I'm a bloodhound.
He's a bloodhound on finding books that are out of print or hard to find. And people are, you know, surprising. They are willing to pay $100, $200, $300, or $400 for a book.
Wow.
So we like to share that with them. Yeah.
My favorite people to ask for reading recommendations are booksellers because there's that relationship. I wanted to ask both of you if there are books that you found yourself going back to in the past few weeks and months that have been so difficult. Not that you've had that much discretionary time for reading with keeping the shop going. But I don't know. Kip, do you want to start? Maybe tell us about some books that, you know, that have been meaningful reads to you right now in this moment?
Oh, wow. I could truly say I can always go back to Malcolm X, the autobiography. That's a classic. As well as Superman the Man by J.A. Rogers, I'm sorry. And then I always find myself going back to the children's book of Keats. Ezra Keats. Ezra Keats, man. Ezra Keats. We used to go back to there.
The snowy day.
Yep. The snowy day. Okay.
Peter's chair.
Sometimes you got to get out the seriousness of sometimes, man, to take, go back down memory lane when you was like, had your thumb in your mouth.
Right. Hey, can we go back a minute to Superman to Man? I just went ahead and looked it up. I did not know the title, but this is a 1917 novel by Joel Augustus Rogers. Do you want to tell us a little bit about the book?
Yeah. Actually, it's about a coachman during that time, and it's a fictional novel that this brother wrote, and it's a conversation that goes on between the coachman, which was African American, and a senator, a white senator. So it's a conversation on race through the whole book, but it's a lot of I should say the senator was very racist, but and didn't know the historical. Well, he, like I said, they both just first time meeting each other, engaging each other, and pretty much the coachman was well schooled, traveled all around the world. At this time, that was very uncommon for an African American man, and he was very humble, but yet and still the senator was coming up, was talking about, well, you know, I mean, they was having a heavy conversation on race, talking about the black man's inferiority. But this brother actually flips it on him and was talking about all the great accomplishments of the African-American and the African alone throughout the world, all the accomplishments throughout the world. And put at the end of the book, I'm not going to tell you what happened in the book, but it's a very great read. It's a very great read, especially coming up in that time.
And probably something that did not appear on a lot of reading lists unless you went to an HBC, I suppose.
Probably. Actually, my son is going through HBCU school. He's going to Hampton University. Got a full ride. I got to put that in.
Oh, wow. Again, mom and dad win.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I'm still so in awe that you two have been able to keep the store going amid your other, I guess I'll call them day jobs. How have you been able to keep things going at the store?
Robbing Peter to pay Paul.
Yep.
Tag teaming. It's Carlos is in and out. Athena is in and out. I'm driving back and forth from Lima, Ohio, because I work for it. I transferred to Lima, Ohio.
Oh, wow.
So I'm back and forth up on that 75 highway.
What is that, a 2-hour commute?
Yeah. Yes. 2 hours.
2 hours.
Yep. So we make it work, I tell you. So like I said, whenever, you know, like a wife will, she'll have her husband's back, in his absence. You know, this technology allows us to, number one, Zoom and share screens so we can FaceTime each other if I have any questions. But, Carlos is there. You'll see his face mostly during the week and, the first half of the day. And the second half of the day, I'll come in and run things.
Like I said, his wife, Andrea, is filling in orders.
Yeah.
Our children are in there filling in orders and packing the orders out and sending them out the next day. So it's a family effort.
Well, Kip and Athena, we really appreciate all your work over the years, and especially given everything else that's going on, the fact that you took some time to talk to us today. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for allowing us to come on your platform and be able to spread the word. And we wish you and your family all the best in the world.
The same to you. Kip and Athena Johnson are the co-founders and co-owners of Blackstone Bookstore and Cultural Center in Ypsilanti. Arts and culture coverage on Stateside is supported in part by an award from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.